It's the Video Entrepreneurs Podcast, the official podcast for Uscreen, the number one video platform for video monetization.
All right, Sean, welcome. Thanks for being on the podcast today. I have Sean Cannell from Think Media here with me today.
PJ, thanks so much for having me on. Fired up.
Awesome. Awesome. Sean, you're a huge inspiration to me. You actually hit 1 million subscribers recently on YouTube. So congrats.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's like everywhere I look for anything around influencer tips, brand, YouTube tips, it's like you're popping up everywhere. So it's awesome to have you on the show and very excited to chat with you.
Yeah, me as well. And I'm excited to talk about YouTube because exactly what you're experiencing with my brand is what I think is possible for everybody listening.
Awesome. A lot of times, you know, customers come to us and they're like, do I need YouTube? What should I do with my YouTube? Now that I'm going to sell content directly to my audience, what should I do with my YouTube? And you're actually a great person to talk to about that, why YouTube is evergreen and you should be using that as a top of the funnel mechanism and channel or middle of the funnel, continuing to bring in leads over time. So let's talk about that a little bit more today. You've actually given me a lot of advice about how YouTube can expand our brand reach, my personal brand, and a lot of that good stuff. So take into account a lot of our customers, one of them or a few of them that you're familiar with. For example, Sarah Beth Yoga, she really uses YouTube as a long-term evergreen channel, lead generation channel per se, and brand awareness. And a lot of our other customers, most of them primarily have YouTube channels. I told you about that, but they're actually usually smaller. They're not doing a lot on their YouTube. They might just have it as a presence. Some of them have had it for a while. They don't do much with it. And some of them, of course, like Sarah Beth, put a lot of effort into pumping a lot of content out. So I just want to hear from you a little bit, just starting out, what you see as being a huge benefit for our customers that want to own their audience, sell directly to their audience. Why is YouTube continuously important for them in the long term of their business?
Yeah, there's a couple reasons. You know, I think that at the end of the day, here's our philosophy at our company when we think about customer journey, and this is going to be true for everybody listening. Our mission is to turn strangers into community members, community members into customers, and help customers figure out the next step in our company. And so that's pretty much true for anybody that's maybe selling their advice or educating or training or coaching. And that's the power of social media. So our first question is, what are we doing to turn strangers into community members? And a community member, in my opinion, is actually anybody who's a follower, a subscriber, an email list, a phone number. They're a community member, but they have not done business with us yet. And when I think about what we're all trying to do is we're just trying to figure out where to reach strangers. And you've had great guests on other social media platforms, and a lot of people are using Instagram and Facebook Live. And there's so many different ways you could do paid traffic. And it is just my opinion, as someone who's not just passionate about YouTube, but I wrote the book, YouTube Secrets, I believe that YouTube is one of the best, if not the best, long-term platforms for having a steady stream of reaching new people and helping those new people become customers or become community members. And then once they become community members, you have a chance to invite them into your membership program, into your video subscriptions, or like whatever it is that you want them to do. And I can share a few things about YouTube, but what do you think about that so far?
Yeah, I love that. That's actually great. And I'm sure you got a lot more to talk about on that. One thing I'd love to learn about myself, including our audience, is if you could, and I mean, I know YouTube is a universe of tips on how you can succeed, but it obviously has a set algorithm. If you were to offer top tips for YouTube in a nutshell, what would that be for our audience to follow to gain traction with their YouTube channel over time?
Step number one is I would want your audience to identify the first few videos you should make would be your top 10 frequently asked questions. If anything, that's going to turn the questions that you have to constantly answer in email or in a personal message, and it's going to automate that. But what I want you to do with those 10 questions is I want you to turn them into the pain points that your audience is searching for. The thing that I love about YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. And YouTube is a content library, not a feed. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, these are feeds. So your content is here today, but it's gone tomorrow. YouTube is the only platform where your content lives forever. And people do not look at Facebook posts from a week ago, let alone Facebook posts from 3 months or 3 years ago, where high quality evergreen content, and evergreen like the tree, content that kind of lives year round and just solves a problem, serves your target audience, can live on YouTube and can generate views, which could then lead to subscribers, or it could lead to someone watching your webinar or opting in for a free module or a free video. It could lead to a million other things. YouTube can become this evergreen machine of getting views while you snooze. Currently, Think Media, my main channel, gets 3,000 views every 60 minutes, not because I upload new videos, but it's because I built a library of ranked videos that are ranking in search when people type in questions, but they're also being suggested by YouTube because I've built up a library around a topic. So let me get specific. The power of what Sarah Beth Yoga has done is she has free yoga tutorials on YouTube at different lengths. And it's not just about the one video. With one video, someone could discover her. But once someone consumes one video, YouTube begins to recommend other videos to that person. So now this is why YouTube is a marathon and not a sprint. YouTube takes time to kind of grow momentum. But once you've kind of got a library of content, when someone's interested in learning yoga positions, learning things about, getting just their Monday session in or whatever, they start following Sarah, consuming videos. Even if they don't subscribe, YouTube will keep recommending her videos to that person because YouTube says, oh, this individual likes them. Well, what's happening there? What's happening is the most important thing in business. We do business with people we know, like, and trust. And so how do you get someone to know you that doesn't know you? Well, the cool thing is YouTube's a search engine. So you might be typing in yoga for runners. I'm a runner. I've done that exact search when wanting to stretch out after a run. Now I know the person and I went there just for the quick YouTube video, but then I go, wow, I vibe with this person. Like, I'm going to follow her and keep following her. Now we're in the like mode. And I've learned that your vibe attracts your tribe. So when you just are sharing content on YouTube, people start to synergize with you. They start to, and then step three, trust. So then when she goes, hey, by the way, if you love, you know, these free videos, you should definitely be a part of my premium yoga subscription. And what it is you're going to get this, that, and the other thing. And she has built this amazing business leveraging Uscreen. And so that's what, that's kind of the power of YouTube is you want to start with those top questions that your target audience is asking and answer those one question in one video. To summarize, I actually help people grow their YouTube channels, help them get views, help them get subscribers, help them understand how YouTube works. But the reason I meet people typically is because people are curious what camera they should buy for YouTube. So you want to ask yourself, what question are they asking? They may not even be asking about how to grow on YouTube. What they know is like, well, what camera do I get? And I'm like, look, here's some of the best cameras. But at the end of the day, your smartphone is good enough. Like, you can get different kinds of cameras. What really matters is strategy. But the reason I have a chance to even get to know them, for them to like me and then to do business with me and to develop trust is because I serve and I answer different pain points and questions they have. And certainly some people are further down the road and they maybe want to know how to get views on YouTube, but some people are just wondering how, you know, what light do I get so that I can clip it on my phone? And I've answered all these different questions. YouTube's a search engine, and 68% of people go to YouTube trying to answer a question. Everybody listening, especially thoughtpreneurs, people that are monetizing their knowledge and packaging education, of course, are teaching something. So YouTube is the ideal platform to get discovered for your subject matter expertise, for your genius, to start a relationship, and then to be able to turn those strangers into community members into customers, and then eventually help customers go to another level with you and your business.
Awesome. That's great feedback, Sean. That's impressive. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, people follow people. And you're pumping out content, they're watching you visually, so they connect with you, they start to like you automatically. That's how humans work. And and they become part of your tribe. They become part of your community and they build trust. And then once you ask for their email and you give away something, they're willing to capture that. So kind of like that jab, jab, hook, say from Gary Vaynerchuk. So it's same concept in the case of Sarah and many of our customers. They build this YouTube following, whether it's in perspective for some people, small or large. Some people might have 1,000 followers, some have 100,000 followers. They then have an audience of viewers, which they can easily sell content to or additional information and so forth. So that's very valuable info in that aspect. What about small demographic or items such as thumbnails, how often you should post videos? For an average customer of ours, they create premium content for their users in this case that they're selling, but I wouldn't consider most of our customers really big YouTubers in that case. 10-20% are YouTubers, but the vast majority are actually really good content creators in this space, and they're just learning about YouTube and kind of wanting to expand. What about basic stuff like thumbnails, how often you should post, titles, and I mean, you can use TubeBuddy for the title research and stuff. What about some basic tips on those items?
Yeah, so what I recommend is as a baseline that you commit to doing one video per week and to almost consider it like a weekly show. Now, even if show could be sound intimidating, but even if you just filmed it on your phone and it was 5 to 7 minutes, no editing, and literally you just taught something or shared something just from your heart, I just mean you want to show up consistently. And so every Tuesday, the show goes out. Just like your favorite TV show back before they released all the episodes at once on Netflix, you know, you have this weekly pillar of valuable content that you can serve to your community. And so one a week. Then I would say that the way to treat YouTube is, again, it's a little bit more higher quality. Right now, Instagram stories is popular. 15-second clips, they disappear in 24 hours. It's meant to be raw. You didn't think about it too much. You just showed some behind the scenes. YouTube is almost like thinking about a well-written blog post in my mind. If a blog post shared the 5 foods you should eat for more energy, and they think about it and they share why and they share some science and some background, and someone sits down and they take some significant time to plan the content to put out a pillar, valuable blog that'll be worth reading, not just this week, but potentially weeks later, and could rank in Google for somebody that's researching foods. And then maybe that blog post is meant to lead to a supplement sale. Well, similarly, your YouTube video is something that is good content. It's about the content value, not the production value. People get stuck there. You know, does it need to be fancy? Not really. It needs to solve the problem of the viewer. It needs to be delivering on what it is they hope to learn or accomplish. And then on top of that, you hit it. Thumbnail and title are very important. I think tips on title is that you want it to kind of create an open loop. If it can be, if it can create curiosity, if it can, the goal is to get them to click. And YouTube, one of their highest metrics right now is click-through rate on your videos. So if you want it to be interesting, you want it to almost be irresistible to click. One of the video titles I did recently was, "Before You Buy a Camera, Watch This." And that's a title you could swipe and use in your brand. Like, before you do yoga, watch this. Before you live stream on Facebook, watch this. Before you break up with your boyfriend, watch this. It calls you out right off the page for a specific topic that before you throw your next holiday party, watch this. And so you really want to dial in that title. And then remember, the biggest thing with thumbnails, it should stand out among the other thumbnails. So it's worth kind of studying your competition and researching ahead. It should be complementary. Thumbnails don't necessarily need to have words on them because the word is the title. Or maybe in the thumbnail, I want to do this. This is a little clickbaity, but maybe it says, you know, shocking, the word with exclamation point, and you look really scared. And then it's like, before you drive in your car again, watch this. What are we doing? Well, again, we're trying to leap off the page and get someone's attention. And so it's the it's like a 1-2 punch title and thumbnail combination. And then and those are what really matter, because if people don't click on the video, and then they can never even get to the content itself if you don't take time on the title and the thumbnail.
Awesome. That's great feedback. I love that. Yeah. And I mean, you see that a lot more nowadays than ever before. You see these like very improvised kind of shocking type faces, or exaggerated, I would say is the right word, that get you to click, because obviously the click-through rate makes a big difference on the thumbnails. Awesome, Sean. Great feedback on that. Now, if we were to say a Uscreen customer starts out with us, has some really good premium content that they produce, they're making money, they have a successful membership site now, or they're selling their online courses, would you advise them to also create a YouTube channel, considering they don't have one?
Well, only for this reason. If you have too many leads, too many customers, and too much money, then you shouldn't start a YouTube channel. I mean, it sounds like life is great for you. And if you feel like you don't need more, you're not going to need more customers or awareness in the future, then there's no need to start a YouTube channel. But if you're like most of us, and you not only maybe business is good now, but we also always need to prepare for the winter that's coming tomorrow. There's always ups and downs. And so diversification is a good reason. Instagram, or not Instagram, Facebook algorithms have been known to increasingly decrease organic reach. Platforms could get shut down. Things might not work for you. People who have all their eggs in the paid traffic basket of Facebook ads sometimes go through the challenge of having lots of accounts shut down and needing again to maybe do YouTube ads as well, and also Instagram ads or Google, AdSense keyword type, Google AdWords keyword ads. All I'm saying is diversification. And so for the person who's already selling their course, again, if you have too many people coming into your pipeline, then you may not want to do it. But YouTube is like a fine wine. It gets better with age. And so it's something that you want to invest in today for what it's going to be worth tomorrow. Just like real estate, it's kind of like video estate. When you build up this library of views, for example, we get around 10,000 emails every single month. Very small percentage of that is paid traffic. Most of it's organic. And that those are organic leads, self-selecting, that come in because we add free value on YouTube. And then they opt into checklists or webinars or different things that we have going on in our business. So yes, business might be good today and you don't have a YouTube channel, but I would say for building a pillar of influence that will prepare you for tomorrow, it's worth investing in. It'll expand your brand. It'll give you greater awareness. It can lead to more credibility and authority. And it might be best summarized as this: you want to dig your well before you're thirsty.
That's a really good way to put it. Very, very true. Yeah. I've actually seen that in the Uscreen channel as well. We started the Uscreen YouTube channel about 3 years ago, but we started really pumping in video about 2 years ago. And then when we got consistent in the last 18 to 20 months, I would say it's been about 20 months, and we're February 2020 right now, we started being consistent with pushing out that content. Even though we don't always post once a week, we need to post more. It's gotten a lot better with attraction. It's ranking a lot better. It's actually giving us organic rankings. When you search and Google sell videos online, you don't just get our website. You get the YouTube big thumbnail, especially on mobile. So it goes a long way with anyone looking to get better ranking, both on YouTube as a search engine and Google itself, to create and answer those questions. Because if you're a faith-based organization and you're teaching something about faith, someone's going to Google that, someone's going to look on YouTube, that video is going to come up. So basically, just like you said, you're casting a wider net, which is really, really important. And I love that. So it helps you with distribution, casting a wider net, and it's definitely needed. Sean, it's been a pleasure. Do you have any more final words to share with us about YouTube tips, anything else that you think our audience can take advantage of?
I would encourage everyone listening that it's possible to put YouTube into a system. Again, if we go back to a video a week, just like anything in your business or life, success is going to depend on the systems you create. And so we do things like batch produce videos. You know, I'm a business owner and I've got things to do, but I've got an online course and a monthly membership site. And so how do I sustain that front end content? Batch producing is one way that I do that, shooting up to 4 or 6 or 8 videos all at once. Eventually, once revenue's coming in, you can hire an editor or work with a virtual assistant. I want to encourage you that it's absolutely possible to sustain YouTube in a few hours a week, you know, averaged out, and delegating some things or even doing it yourself and keeping it simple. I would encourage everyone that you want to start before you're ready. Don't overthink it. Grab your smartphone, share some advice for 2 minutes in widescreen, you know, or something related to your brand or product, and upload it. Like, that video is going to get you started. And it's never about one video. It's about the library you build. So punch fear in the face and start. And I would then, you know, finally close off where you can never predict what's going to happen across the social media channels, but YouTube is the second most visited website in the world, the second largest search engine in the world, and the number one video platform in the world, and it's free. So it's my belief that any thought leader, anybody that wants to build a personal brand, sell their online subscription or their video on demand content, anybody that wants to sell a product or service, pretty much, if you're hearing me right, anybody that's in business or an entrepreneur, it's my opinion that it's irresponsible to ignore YouTube, because it's sitting there ready for you to build your influence and authority on the other side of you putting in some hustle, some work, and some strategy.
Awesome advice. So basically, keep it simple, get out there, start. Don't be intimidated, especially with some of our listeners and customers and potential customers. You're already creating premium content. So get out there on YouTube, learn the basics, and start distribution on YouTube. It makes a big difference. It's going to be the top of your funnel. It's a natural search engine, and we'll teach you how to convert that into paying subscribers. Sean, it's been a pleasure. Sean Kennel from Think Media. Tell us where we can find you. You have some great content, some master classes. Tell us a little bit about that while we're ending.
Yeah, you know, you could find me at Sean Kennel on social media everywhere. If you have a question, that's SeanCannell. The channel is called Think Media. If you type in the word Think space Media on YouTube, you'll find our videos and our content. But we were only able to scratch the surface on YouTube here. And if people want to go deeper, at Think Masterclass, the word thinkmasterclass.com is a free 90-minute training with a real just value-driven how to do everything I just described on YouTube, how to make the right video ideas, how to optimize your videos, how to kind of do keyword research and come up with the video ideas you should start making that'll get you views, and then how to monetize those. That's the cool thing too, is that you can monetize this in the process. So it's not just your video on demand subscription now that you're making money. You can make money from YouTube ads, affiliate marketing, other brand deals, like so many other things on the front end. Even referencing back to Sarah Beth, she's creating multiple flows of income. So anyways, I teach all of that. That's at thinkmasterclass.com. At the end of it, you'll learn a little bit more about some of our products and programs, but definitely no pressure. Definitely grab a journal, check out thinkmasterclass.com just for all the value that's there. And that'll give you the ultimate jumpstart to your YouTube future.
Awesome, Sean. Thank you. That was a pleasure. Lots of great advice, which I'll personally follow as well. I'll look forward to watching more of your content online and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us today. Have an awesome day. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening. At Uscreen, we take care of the whole lot. Video hosting, streaming, monetization, analytics, and anything else you need to succeed. That includes getting your own app for devices such as iOS, Apple TV, Roku, and much more. Uscreen gives you all the ingredients you need to create and scale an amazing streaming service.